thing, right? Like Com and Org and Gov.
Right.
LA is new. That's interesting. Okay. Can I assign you or intrigue you in a session?
Absolutely.
Of remote viewing? Okay.
Absolutely. If I can do it. Sometimes, you know, there we have limitations.
I know, but this is a good one.
Okay.
I had a show earlier in the week that has got to go down as a classic radio program of all time. It was with a man named Bugs, who is from Texas. He's down there now.
I had one of my students tell me about this show.
Okay. Bugs, I think everybody who listened agreed, was telling us a true story. He killed two of what he thought were Bigfoot, Ed.
This is how my students related this to me.
Yep, and buried them, Ed, mm-hmm. buried them. Bugs has sent me a map. I know Bugs' identity, and he sent me a map of where the bodies were buried. And he's concerned about the possibility that he might be charged with murder should somebody go and dig these up. It's something running through his mind, and of course it would run through his mind. At the time he said they were half human, half something else. But they were human enough to scare him, and Bugs and his buddies buried these creatures. And we're in a dilemma right now about the whole thing. Is there a way that you can look at what Bugs buried?
Yes, we can do it pretty fast, Art. Uh-huh. Is there a reference on your website in any form? Does Keith have anything up in any form?
No. Keith has some pictures, classic pictures of what people have said is Bigfoot, but nothing from Bugs specifically. I have that, Ed. I have his information. I have the map. He drew me of where these bodies are buried.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be enough, but I can't turn it over to you without his permission.
Oh, that's okay. I just wondered that would make it a little bit easier for us, but no, it's not a problem. We could probably have an answer back for you in 5 to 7 days.
5 to 7 days. Well,
it could be faster, but it's just...
My guess. That's absolutely something I would love to have you look at.
Well, we'll do.
All right, good. What did you think of that quote that I read at the bottom of the hour? Somebody said, with respect to ghosts, that we were provided with a veil out of mercy. A veil.
It gave me a pause.
Sometimes bliss is ignorance. This is one of those times. In other words, that veil is there for a reason. We don't want to know what these shadows of ghosts, we don't really want to know what they are because we won't like it.
It gave me pause. Sometimes when you hear somebody talk or say something, it goes to your head and you cogitate and intellectualize and ratiocinate and think about it. But this time it didn't go to my head. It went somewhere else and was, maybe she's got something.
Huh. Karen in Arizona wants to ask you what you know about the Antichrist, some of which you already told us. Is he among us now? Again, it's a sort of a timeline question, but it would be one that you would imagine a remote viewer could answer.
They are.
They?
Yes. These they are now toddlers. There's two or three of them. It's a pool of humans that are potential choices for the Antichrist. Bear with me for just a moment, if you will.
I will.
Okay. These are two or three children. They are alive today. They're potential candidates to be the Antichrist. The Antichrist will be unwitting, Art. But the false prophet will not be. I cannot overemphasize this false prophet. The false prophet will not be a human being. He will look like a human being, but he will not be one. He will arrive suddenly. The whole world will be astounded at this person, and he will point to as he performs these miracles, people will gravitate toward him, and he will begin to point toward this person that will become a natural leader, a human, who will unwittingly be the Antichrist.
You know, again, Ed, there is something here I don't get. I understand the Antichrist, and I understand that most or all, you know, so many will be fooled. But gee whiz, you know, if man, again...